Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Salt and Light, and we are excited. Today we have a special guest in our studio, and he is world-renowned worship singer, songwriter, musician, and his name is Terry McAllen. Praise God. It's wonderful to have him in the studio today. We will be chatting to him a bit later. So please stay tuned, my husband.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Greetings in the wonderful, glorious name of Jesus. Such a great honor and a privilege to be in the presence of the Lord. The Bible declares where two or three gathers in His name, there He is present. And so today we have, yes, Minister Terry McAllen, a world-renowned worshipper, a songwriter, a musician, a recording artist, so many facets. But, you know, I'm so reminded of that scripture today in the book of John, where the Bible says that in the last days, God, amen, is raising up true worshippers that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so today we're going to talk a little bit on worship. We're going to hear what the minister has to tell us. We want to learn today. And so we are excited to speak, you know, about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Praise be to God. I know that one thing that I know, that worship is not only singing, amen, but worship is actually a posture where we, you know, you position yourself, you know, when you come to the courts of the King. And so worship alone is not just singing. That is my conviction. But we're going to learn and listen to what the minister has to tell us. And I've met this man of God a whole couple, I think about 14, 15 years ago at Good Hope Christian Center in Ardery. I met the minister, heard him sing, and my God, amen, there was such a glorious presence and atmosphere of heaven right there in this place. When they said heaven and earth, it was heaven and earth. It was such a great time to worship the Lord. And I know that, you know what, worship, you know, is a posture, and we are here to lift up the glorious name of Jesus.
Amen, amen. So we're going to listen to one of his
Hallelujah.
Songs. And the most amazing thing about his music is that it's still being sung after so many years in the churches today.
Praise the Lord.
Beloved, it is truly anointed. So let us hear. We're going to listen to you Deserve the Glory by Terry McAllen.
Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Father.
We are back, and we are just waiting quickly for Terry. He just stepped out, but he will be back. So we just want to speak today and speak to him. Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, it's so wonderful to be able to chat to you today, sir. It's so wonderful having you with us, maybe not in body, but in spirit and via Zoom. Are you well? Yeah. Firstly, are you well?
Well, as tired as I am right now, because I'm still on American time, I am only here in spirit. My body doesn't feel like it's here at all.
It's good to see you. It's good to have you with us today. We just wanted to chat about, first get to know the person, Terry. There's many that know you, and there's many that don't know the person. They hear the songs, they hear the worship songs being played in our services. We do still play most of your songs in our worship
services.
Yeah, in our worship times and services. And so we just wanted to get to know you a bit more. Minister Terry, how did it all start? I read your autobiography, and I read that you were 3 years old. 3 years old when you already could play the piano. How did that come about?
I wish I knew. My mother used to.
Wish I knew my mother.
TC, TC. Okay, we're just having some technical issues. Our Zoom just stopped, so we're just trying to get Terry McAllen back. But Pastor Brian, you're saying it's an honor to have the man of God.
Well, it's a great honor and a privilege to have the man of God in our midst. I remember when I shared that when we were at Good Hope Christian Center, we were sitting right at the back, but we were in the presence of God and in the presence of such a great anointed man of God. And what an atmosphere it was. But today we have the privilege, although Zoom is
not
missing,
playing the game along with us.
It's acting up a bit, but we praise God, you know, for the privilege to be in the presence of greatness, you know, and we just want to celebrate, you know, what Christ has done in our brother's life, Terry McAllen's life. And, you know, and also for the grace for how God has kept him all these years. The man of God is 70 years old. And he's married to his beautiful wife, Liz McAllen. And, you know, 70 years old. And, you know, what a great honor it is to be alive today. And, you know, for me, Minister, is that I want to just serve the Lord for as long as I love to be in his presence. David said, I was glad when they told me, let us go up to the house of God to be in the presence of the Lord. There's something about the presence of God that brings change and transformation. There's something about the presence of God, you know, when you just engage in worship and you just come before the Lord. But yes, I don't want to talk a lot today. You know, the man of God came all the way from the United States of America to encourage South Africa, to speak to South Africa. I know there's a program that he has, speaking over America, declaring over America, but he's here to speak to South Africa. Praise be to God.
So we were asking about you playing from such a young age, and you said you don't know really how it came about. Can you chat to us about that?
Yeah, well, I was, I guess we had a bad connection there. I was born with a condition called cranial stenosis.
Okay.
And the doctor told my mother that I probably wouldn't live past the first couple of months of my life. And she began to pray. She said, God, if you'll just heal my baby, I'll just give him to you for whatever you want.
Wow.
And so, yes, the Lord healed me. And I jokingly tell people, I think when he opened the soft spot back up, he poured a little music in there.
And
because
so
I began to play the piano at such a young age, and it was just truly a gracious gift from God, and he's helped me to use it for him all these years, and taken me to heavenly places while I've worshiped, and given me some of the songs of heaven, which is why they are still being sung today, because they're not songs from the earth. I sing praises to your name is a song from heaven.
Sure.
And I wrote that probably close to 40 years ago.
Wow.
And people are still singing it in their worship teams every week today. So I give them the glory for it. It's one of heaven's songs.
Wow.
Glory, glory. You know, the one thing, like you said, it's heaven's songs. We've been listening to your music constantly over the past couple of days for the fact that we will be chatting and so forth. And the one thing that just opened up for me is that your songs is all about God. It's all about beholding him. It's all about worshiping him. I think we've moved into a time and a season in church where some of the worship songs has become self-focused. You know, my blessing, my God, do this for me, God, you know. But your songs is truly just beholding him, you know, focusing on his glory,
yes,
his majesty, his
thank you,
grace.
Lord Jesus.
And that for me is so profound. It took me back, honestly, and made me realize once again what true worship is all about. It's beholding
absolutely
him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So many of the songs today are basically not worship. They're testimony songs.
Yeah.
What he's done for me, what he's done for me, 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 me.
Me, me.
And those are wonderful to give praise to God. But True worship isn't about that. True worship is my response of how beautiful Jesus is.
Sure.
And we praise him for what he's done. We worship him for who he is.
Amen.
He's lovely. He's altogether lovely. He's worthy of the highest praise. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. He's the savior. He's the banner over us. He's our righteousness.
Yes.
And that's what we worship him for. And those are true worship songs. The church is missing a lot by, I'll go to church services and they'll sing five songs and four of them are testimonial songs, what he's done for me,
yeah.
instead of my giving my heart to him in pure spirit and truth led worship.
Wow. Oh,
praise
wow.
God. Minister Terry McAllum, I want to ask a question, and I'm asking on behalf of my son, Liam, who is a worship leader at our church in our ministry. Him together with his sister, Michaela, and other people, you know, but he's the worship leader. So my son asked this question. He asked, he says, Dad, it sometimes gets difficult when people don't engage, especially when you as the worship leader, you're giving, you know, you entering into God's presence and, you know, you're standing there with not the frustration, but, you know, people is not engaging. And sometimes as a worship leader, it becomes frustrating or challenging. What would you say about that? What would your advice be regarding that, Minister?
It's one of the great challenges, because if a worship leader is truly doing his job, it's the man out in the seventh row who is an electrician or a plumber or whatever. It's that man. My job is to help him connect with the Lord in worship. And we've gotten in such a place where people come to church and they watch a group on the platform, and they stand there with their hands in their pockets. And our job as worship leaders is to give them that mantle and let them lift up a song to the Lord. God comes to these services not to hear six or seven people on the platform. He wants to hear the whole body of Christ. He wants to hear that bridal song go forth from the congregation. And I think one of the reasons, brother, that we're not seeing more of that happen, first of all, is because we're so conditioned to watch the platform instead of enter in, because that's what you do. You watch television, you go to a movie, and you sit there in the audience, and you watch.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, we're not choosing songs that are easy enough for that electrician in the seventh row to be able to sing.
Yeah,
and so he stands there and he thinks, I can't sing this song. I can't sing it in the key that they're singing it in. I can't follow the melody that goes all over the place. So I'll just watch. So when I talk about a song like, I sing praises to your name, oh Lord, that's such an easy, simple melody. And what's happened? God has used that song all over the world for 40 years. And people listen to it one time and they can sing it.
Sure.
It's like, this is easy. This is easy for me now to lift up my soul to the Lord in worship.
So
the
you
best
say
songs.
It's in the simplicity that
I
that
believe
worship
so.
Comes.
Again, we're not talking about music majors and vocal majors out in the congregation. We're talking about just plain old people who come in there and need to experience the presence of God.
Wow.
Not by watching, but by entering in themselves.
Praise God.
So my greatest joy is when I feel like that anointing has gone from the platform out into the pew, and people begin to realize that something has changed and the atmosphere now is lifting them into a higher place.
Yeah.
Once we get in the presence of God, anything can happen.
Amen.
And that's always my goal.
Amen. I truly believe that anything is possible when
in the presence of the Lord
is there, you know, manifesting.
Absolutely.
So I've read that you've had several encounters with the Lord, you know, during your lifetime. What was that like? Did you just start to write when you have those encounters, or was it of a more personal healing nature?
Well, any good song that I've ever written has been born out of his presence. I sing praises. I was sitting in the prayer room before an evening service, getting ready to minister, and there was just such a beautiful presence in the prayer room, and the Lord just dropped that in my heart. So I wrote it down and sang it that night, and the rest is history, as they say. But yeah, I used to have visitations from the Lord when I was 6 and 7 years old, just listening to a Christian record on the record player back then. And I would just weep in his presence, and I didn't even know why. But see, he had to build that in me as a little boy so that someday I could lead millions of people around the world in worship. You can't take them where you haven't been yourself.
True, true.
So he was taking me there as a young man so that I could teach and take people to his presence as a worship leader someday.
Sure. So you would say that to become a worship leader whom the Lord uses as a conduit, you have to be spending that time in his presence yourself, on your own, alone time with God, in order to see that manifest when you do stand before people.
Absolutely. You can't take them where you haven't been. And I think we see a lot of that. I get so just disillusioned with so many of the songs. There are some great songs that have been born in recent years.
Yeah.
And I love those and I sing those myself. But you got a lot of situations now where worship teams go away and five or six different people are writing the one song. And it's just like, let's come up with an idea here so that we can have a new song for Sunday.
True.
And it's not born around the throne. It's not a sound of heaven. It's just what man can come up with that has a cute little catch to it that people can sing.
Sure.
And if it doesn't have the anointing of God on it, I don't know why we're doing it. Why are we wasting time? And again, you look out in the congregation and you see people with their hands in their pockets just standing there quietly until the song is done.
Sure.
So that's not good. That does not honor the Lord.
Yeah, yeah. What has been one of your most profound interaction with God, with the Holy Spirit, during either a worship session or just your time alone with the Lord? Is there any experience that stands out for you?
When I was 18 years old, I went to a summer youth camp, and we had a special speaker in the evenings. And then at the end of that one service, he told us to break off into buddies and go and just seek God. Well, my friend Leon and I went, found a picnic table at this campground in outside of Louisville, Kentucky, and just began to wait on the Lord. Well, there was something that happened that night and I had never experienced before. It was like I was kneeling before the Lord, and it was like he started to push my head down. I couldn't pick my head up for over an hour.
Wow.
His glory just sat down on me in such a manifested way. All I could do was shake and tremble and weep for an hour. And what was happening that night is God was just setting me apart, basically saying, I've given you this gift and I've taken you into my glory for a purpose, and that is to lead my people into my presence. And so it was an incredible experience that I have never one time forgotten. It was beautiful and almost scary, because I actually told my friend, I said, go get the pastor, because I don't know what's going on here.
Mm.
So the pastor came and he said, Terry, the Lord's just all over you. He's setting you apart for his glory. And he did. And of course, we don't know the journey we're going to take. There's ups and downs. There's great victories and great failures and disappointments and beautiful, joyous times. That is all part of the journey. And somehow God knew all of that when he called us to be his children. You know, he knew David was going to fall when he gave him a heart after himself. And so it's all him. It's all God.
Can we play one of your songs? Would that be, would it really be honoring for us to play one of your songs?
Amen.
Beloved, please listen to the song and we'll be back.
Welcome, 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 Minister Terry McAllum. Such a great honor and a privilege to be on in your space. We were so excited, Delia, that we didn't even introduce ourselves to to Terry McAllum. We didn't even introduce ourselves. So I am Brian, and this is my beautiful wife, Delia. And we've been in ministry for 20 years, 20 plus years. Full-time minister. We have ministers. We have a ministry called Light Ministries International. And, you know, God is so... I'm sitting here in your presence, and I thought to myself, if somebody had to tell me 20 odd years ago that you will be interviewing Terry McAllum on a radio show, I would have said, no, that is just crazy. But you know, God has a way of bringing people together. And the one song that I love that really captures my heart is Hear the Sound of Heaven. Last night I was listening to it and listening to it. And such a glorious, glorious atmosphere, such a glorious presence, Minister Terry McAllum. And the one thing that I wanted to ask, or, you know, from my side, you said that the presence of the Lord, you know, I feel the reason why people are standing still with hands folded and hands in their pockets, it is because many times we are more focused on the outward appearance, you know. So many times there is not a private worship. People desire a public audience, but they don't desire a private place with God. And I see this in the life of Jesus, where Jesus always went to a private place to go and pray and seek the Father. And so reminded today of the scripture in John chapter 4, verse 23, 24, where God says that he's looking for worshipers, true worshipers, who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And what is your viewpoint on that, Minister? Or how can we preserve or keep this, you know, because obviously 70 years old, you've been such a long time in ministry, worshiping the Lord, all the songs. But for me, what I hear about the authenticity of the songs, it truly comes from another realm, another dimension. And how can we preserve that? Because in today's society, the church life, it's more than just entertainment and a feel good and everybody just go on. What is your viewpoint on that, Minister Terry McAllum?
Well, and you make a very good point. And you know, the enemy of our souls, he's fine with religion. He's fine with us going through some sort of an exercise.
The motions.
Every single time we meet together.
Mm-hmm.
But he is greatly threatened by relationship.
Yeah.
Sure.
When I teach, I say every time we meet together, one of two things will happen. I call it the ER principle. Either we will exercise religion or we will experience relationship.
Sure.
And that's where it's at, brother. Again, you it's all about him, and there's too much. We have such talented and gifted people who are in worship ministries, and the temptation is, let me show you what I can do with my guitar. Or, let me show you how well I can sing, and that'll certainly lift you. Well, that lifts me in the soul realm. It does nothing for my spirit.
Amen.
And it's my spirit that needs to enter into that true worship, into that holy place in heaven. And if you don't ever spend time there, my CDs are popular because it was not really me. It was the people of God on those CDs that caught the vision. And that's when that beautiful anointing is just released. You have to, I hate singing and people just stare at me. It's like, no, this is worship time. This is, and another thing I'm doing, at least in America, all the big mega churches, they shut all the lights off in the sanctuary, and there's only lights on the platform.
Sure.
Sure. We've been wondering why. And South Africa is adopting the same
culture.
The light. If you just see many of these, sorry, I do not want to badmouth churches and so on, but most of the it's dark. It's why? Why?
It defeats the purpose of corporate worship, you
Amen.
Guys. Corporate worship is about, I'm worshiping and I see the Johnsons over there and their two children and they're worshiping, and I look over here to my friends and they're being blessed. Well, you walk into a black sanctuary and all you can do is spectate and watch the stardom on the platform.
Sure.
The spotlights are hitting them. The smoke up there is hitting them.
Oh,
the colored lights are hitting them. It's like a nightclub. And again, I think the enemy loves that because the people of God are stifled. They're not even making, nobody even sings in a lot of these churches. They just stand. And it just breaks the heart of the Lord. He goes, I want to hear my bride. I want to hear the Johnsons over there. I want to see this guy over here with the blue shirt on. I want to hear his song. And if you're not even going to turn the lights on, which is ridiculous, and then you're singing a song that poor guy doesn't know. He can't sing in that key. It's so high. For a man, he's got to drop way down, an octave down, so he doesn't even want to put forth the effort. We're just doing all these kind of things that defeat ourselves. Turn the lights on. Let's make this a joyous occasion
Amen.
Of
Hallelujah.
Coming into his presence with singing and into his courts with praise, and then on into that holy place of intimate worship where we can just sit with Jesus and look into his eyes. And let him just be blessed with our song. And then, of course, he pours his glory out to us, which just absolutely turns us upside down.
Amen.
That's what we should be looking for.
Minister Terry McAllen, would it be wrong for me to say that, you know, when these lights, camera, action, smoke machines and all of that, when that starts to happen, for me, this is just my personal way, I'm speaking under correction, doesn't make this thing brings entertainment and the Bible say that it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. And that means that people, in my opinion, speaking under correction, could just come under a spell of entertainment, but not being transformed, not being changed, because there's no anointing, because it's a whole stage, it's a facade. I don't know.
Yeah, like Terry McAllen was saying, it speaks to the soul realm, but not the spirit.
Absolutely. And you see, again, we're copycats, and we see one or two mega churches who are doing something, and then they go, and then the other churches go, well, Amen. If they're doing it, it must be what's working. And so let's turn our lights off too and get the smoke machines going so that we can have more atmosphere. I'm amazed and saddened by the whole entertainment value that we're trying to produce. It's not entertainment. The Apostle Paul said, you are a peculiar people. We should not be matching what takes place in a secular nightclub on a Friday night.
Amen.
We should not be trying to look like
Amen.
That in the church.
Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'm so glad that you spoke on that. If that is a word for South Africa, I would say that is the reason why you're here. Because we're adopting all of the U.S. way of doing church, and it spoils, it messes with the authenticity, you know, and with the presence of the Lord.
And the simplicity of worship is just to, you know, to be in God's presence, you know, if
Absolutely.
You know, to be with him. And we take modules and stuff of the world, and we copycat it and we incorporate it. Like Jensen Franklin said, we just mix a little bit of Jesus in our songs and there we go. But it does not change. And that's why I believe that one of the reasons why people is not changed and transformed in the presence of God, because there's another atmosphere. And so when the atmosphere of heaven, hear the sound of heaven, it's like the sound sound of many waters, when that sound, when that atmosphere
coming from the throne,
coming from the throne of God, you are just Amen. Lost in His the presence of God. I'm after His presence. You know, many people are after the purse, but I'm after His presence, because I know that when I'm in His presence, anything becomes possible that is impossible by the presence of God. And it's such a great privilege, you know, when we play your songs and the presence of God is still in that lyrics. It's like like last night I was playing that song, Hear the Sound of Heaven, and immediately I'm a minister, I'm a preacher, a hunger within that song came, and I went and I preached a message, a quick message in that atmosphere. It was glorious. Mm. The atmosphere of heaven is glorious. I'm so excited.
There is nothing like it. It's so life-giving when you get in His presence. It changes everything. You can hear the voice of the Lord in His presence. And He told me a long time ago, He said, "Son, I will reveal things to you in my secret place that I refuse to say to you outside of that secret place."
Wow.
So you have to come and find yourself at my footstool, and let you and I have communion and fellowship, and I will reveal the mysteries of my kingdom to you in that place. And that's where...
Hallelujah. Sorry, beloved, I think our time is up on Zoom with... Minister Terry McAllen. We have been so absorbed in listening to him. It was so refreshing. I am feeling a bit emotional right now. Can we play a song and then we come back? We're back, beloved. We just quickly want to just wrap up. We've had such an amazing time with Minister Terry McAllen. He has spoken wisdom and He has shared so much that has blessed our hearts. Minister Terry McAllen, thank you so much for your time. We just shortly want to just confirm, where are the places that you are going to be here in South Africa before you go? Share with us, where are you going to next? What is your plans in Africa and so forth?
Sure, we are. I'll be in Cape Town and Brackenfell tomorrow night at, I think it's called Revival Church.
Yeah.
Then we're heading on Thursday, we're heading to Durban, and we have a big outdoor concert at the Westridge Tennis Stadium Friday evening.
Wow.
We're going from there then up to Port Elizabeth for a Sunday evening service. I don't know. I think that's called Victory Fellowship.
Okay.
Then back down to Cape Town for next Wednesday night. I believe that's with Gustav de Toit, and I don't know the name of his church.
Lofdal. We know it.
Lofdal, yes, Lofdal. And then
awesome.
Thursday, we're going to the Northern Cape to a city called Katu, and doing a Friday night concert, a Saturday worship seminar, and a Sunday night concert. And then I'm going to take a big breath and go home.
Praise God.
And that's awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. And I hear all of your gatherings are free. There's no charge. Is that correct?
No, that's true, yes.
So you've really just come to bless.
Absolutely. I came to sing over South Africa.
Wow.
And
trusting God to do something special while we're here. I want to make a deposit. This is probably my farewell tour to South Africa. I want to leave something that continues long after I'm gone.
Wow. Farewell. How come farewell?
I've been here so many times. I'm getting too old for these plane rides.
But thank you so much, man of God. We love you. We bless you. Thank you for coming to be a blessing to us, to our country, to this continent. It's so needed. And we truly hope and pray that God does wonders and that things will be broken in the spirit that people won't even know about. But heaven will witness that. As you minister, as you share, that God will just use you mightily for the extension of His glory. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. It's Amen. Been an honor to be a part of your radio show today, and thank you for the invitation. And we're honored to be back in South Africa to do the King's business.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the King's glory. Business. Thank you so much. Please continue to rest.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Minister. God bless Minister. You.
Thank you very much, Minister, for your presence, for being in South Africa. Yes, we truly need it. I believe that even as you're going to go about and, you know, you're bringing heaven down, that there's going to be an exchange, that people will receive breakthrough, supernatural healing, that God will even, while you are ministering, I believe that God will even refresh you as the
name.
Minister of God, and God
Jesus
will just revitalize
name.
You.
Yes,
and
Lord.
So I just want to speak the blessing of God over your life. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord show His countenance towards you and fill you with peace. In Jesus' mighty name
Jesus
we pray.
Name.
Amen and amen and amen. And now amen. I can brag. I can tell my friends I've spoken to Terry McCullough in person. Have a blessed
you,
day, Minister. Have a good day. Thank you so very
Thank
much.
You.
We appreciate
you.
And we honor God's gift in you. You are a great, great gift to South Africa and the whole nations of the world. God bless.
God bless, sir. Thank you.
Thank you,
so
brother.
Much.
God bless you guys.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So we are ending off this afternoon. Thank you so much for those that have tuned in, those that have listened. I trust that what has been shared will even minister to you, beloved. Have a wonderful, awesome day. We are thankful and grateful to the Lord for this opportunity. Amen.
Amen.
Apostle.
Amen. Amen, beloved. Thank you so very much for your time. Thank you for your allowing us in your space on your device. We just want to declare the blessing of God over you. And you know what? I just want to leave you with this. Amen. Worship is not just about singing, but it's truly about seeking God, you know, in your private capacity, lifting up His glorious name. Amen. And I want to say to you, stay in your prayer closets, because it's there, I believe, where you get downloads from heaven. It's there, I believe, where you meet with God. It's there where I believe that the anointing of God, the presence of God, will give you strategy, will give you ways and means, will strengthen your inner man. And that is our prayer today for you, that God will strengthen your inner man, that the joy of Jesus will be your strength, and that you will know, that you know without a shadow of a doubt, that you are highly favored by God, and that you are deeply loved. And one thing I want to say today in ending off, everyone and anyone is welcome in the presence of God. When you
Amen.
Call upon His name, He will come. Praise God. Have an awesome day. And thank you for tuning into Salt and Light on our program. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will see you next time, this time, next week, this time, same place, as the Lord permits us. Have an awesome, glorious day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise God, beloved. Bye. Have a glorious day.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.